Okay, now in our Dream Team interview is going to head over to Concordia High School and talk with Concordia Superintendent of Schools and also the boys basketball coach, Brent Cooper. And Brent got a couple players on the KMZU Dream Team this year. Let's talk first of all about your senior, Braden McGinnis. What can you tell me about Braden?
Well, Braden had a really good year for us this year. If you see our team, we're pretty guard heavy, and he's really one of my only posts, and he kind of carried the load defensively against most teams, best post player, and then offensively for us as well. He averaged about 11 points a game for us this year. Good free throw shooter, great rebounder, averaged 10 a game for offensively, which is really strong for a high school post player. And he's talking about a 6'2 kid, but worked really hard, played hard, and really, really kept us in a lot of games. When he was in foul trouble, if he ever got in foul trouble, we had to come out. You tell we were a totally different team on the court, just with it, and having his defensive presence and offensive presence in there. So it's been a joy to work with him all 4 years, and we will miss him a lot next year.
Well, Braden is a good all-around athlete. I know he was a quarterback in football, and just like say, a very talented athlete, but also sounds like he was a very good leader too.
He was a good leader, and fortunately, we've had several good leaders here in the last few years for our younger kids to kind of learn from, because a couple of our other seniors this year are also very good leaders, and I thought that we got a lot of good out of them, especially down the stretch when you want that solid senior leadership. But as you say, he's very talented in every sport, and he'll be very successful in baseball again this year as well.
Yeah, I know he plays baseball and football, so he's definitely the real deal. And then your other Dream Team player, a young man that's also a good basketball player, you'll have him back next year, Troy Brandt. Talk about Troy.
Yeah, Troy is about a 6 foot, 6'1 guard. And he's 6'1 guard. He's got a lot of potential, a lot of talent. Scored 16.5 points for us this year, led us in offensive categories. Our second leading rebounder is a guard. 6.7 rebounds a game, 2.5 offensively. So, again, a very solid offensive rebounder, which you have to have when you don't have a total big team like we've had in the past. So we had an attacked offensive glass, give us an opportunity to compete with schools that were maybe more talented than us. A very good defender. He guards usually everybody's team best defender. Very quick, good athlete. Likes the Euro step, likes the jump stop, has a lot of different moves in transition, and solid free throw shooter as well, and just working on his game, always getting better. Gym rat, you can't get him out of the gym. He's always getting better. He'll be there every time we open the gym. He'll be there early and one of the last ones to leave. So he's one of those kids that you like to have back, and we're thrilled we'd have him back again next year.
As you take a step back in time, there are quite a few guys with the last name of Brandt that have been pretty good basketball players at Concordia.
There has been. Brandt's a pretty common name. But I've had a couple Brandts that played for me. Troy definitely... one of the top ones on that list for sure. He's a good athlete all the way around as well as Braden was. Very good in football, very good in basketball and baseball as well. So, and probably track or anything that either one of those guys decided to put forth effort for, they're going to be successful in.